Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. In today's message, I want to share with you how God wants to restore everything back to his people. But we have to do things God's way. Back in February of this year, we released an episode that talked about God's plan for his people was to have all-round rest from what the enemy is doing in this world. Let's face it, that devil is not going anywhere. So you might as well get on board with God's plan, because he alone knows how to navigate us through this valley of the shadow of death so that we can walk through that open door he has for us. We cannot afford to be distracted by what's going on in this world. We have to do things God's way if we want what God has for us. Now, the only way through that open door is to be led by the Lord in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm working on something. Somebody trying to stir up some political, I'm working on something. Why? Because we have to hear God to have what he has. And in this hour, he said, only those who can see and hear what he's saying and hear speaking are going to be the ones who can rise up. They're going to be the ones with the blessing. Everybody else is going to be caught up in the mess, down in the junk. But he says there's a door of restoration. Many of us, our families are a mess. Your children are in a mess. Your finances are in a mess. You have no business being in somebody else's business. You need to be in the business of God himself in order to straighten up your life. Now, let's get into today's message. In this season, there's something God has for you in that open door. He's trying to restore you. And when I think about the woman who's lost her husband, the children who lost their father, God still wants to restore them. We need to be praying for God to restore to them his plan, his purpose, his peace, not only for this family, but for the families all over the earth, the families all over America, families in the church. Why? Because we are the seed of Abraham. And what was the promise God made to Abraham? I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. So we have to be family oriented right now. Forget what's going on in the media. Forget about those people who are demon possessed and this spewing all kinds of stuff and they're jumping up and down. They're happy about a death. That tells you their father is Satan. As the Lord said, their callous hearts have been revealed. They're filled with sin. There's only one thing left to deal with sin, and that's the salvation message. And this morning I heard John 5:25. Oh my goodness. This hit hard this morning. I heard it. It was echoing my spirit. This is the word of Jesus. And he's talking about people whose hearts are filled with sin. He says here, let me start at verse 24. This is John 5:24. He says, verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I'm telling you the truth here. I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Okay. He's talking about the salvation experience, but you got to hear the word and believe the word that you hear to walk in it. And then verse 25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead, meaning dead, those who are dead in sin, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So what the Lord is saying, there's a lot of people who are spewing death. Why? They can't hear. And there's a scripture in John chapter 16, and you may remember this, where Jesus said there's going to be a time that the enemy would kill you and think he's doing God a favor. And Jesus says, why? Because they don't know God. They can't hear him. They can't see him. They're doing the works of their father, Satan. So you can't fight these people. All you can do is pray for them. Because Jesus said in end times, this is going to happen. There's going to be hatred. There are people, they were talking, he was talking about in the book of Revelation about the three prophets who were killed and people gave gifts and celebrated. Why? Because they were killed and they were like, okay. But it wasn't until their dead bodies arose 3 days later that people got convicted. Like, well, wait a minute. What was it? That was something supernatural. It was God. So we have to understand that there is going to be a fight here. But for us, who are saved, who have promises from God, we can't be distracted. And that's why the Lord is commanding us to walk through that open door of restoration. And that is what he's telling us to break forth. This is a plan of God. We're breaking forth into that thing that's going to bring us to all restoration. Now, I remember when the Lord called me into ministry and he took me from my home, took me across country, like much like he did Abraham. And he says, I'm going to restore all things to you. Everything you lost, every evil thing that the enemy did to you, I'm going to restore. and the enemy was hitting hard. I mean, I was bad mouthed in public, in the newspapers, on television. I had people in courts coming after me, and it was all a lie. It was all a lie, but I could not defend myself. The Lord said, follow me, go where I tell you to go. And this is why we can't always listen to what people are saying in the media. These people are getting paid to lie. They're getting paid to take sound bits and make it to something else. But what did I say last time? The Lord said that for his people who are getting into that, you're looking for a sound bite to disqualify somebody who died. Don't do that. Because the same people that are doing that in the news and doing it on social media, they're going to do it to you to disqualify you. And what did the Lord say? You're going to find out when he calls you up and they start doing it to you that, hey, they lied, intentionally lied to turn people against you. That's what the enemy does. He's a liar. Satan is the father of lies, and they say he's a murderer and a liar, and he has been that since the beginning. So those of us who are following after Christ, who want to break forth, and we want his promises, can't be distracted. In fact, I'm sitting here, I'm reminded of what happened in 2020 when the world was saying there was a pandemic. That's not what the Lord was saying. The Lord said there's a wealth transfer. The Lord's saying there's promises coming. The blessings of the Lord were flowing all around us. But the vision he gave me was people were glued to the world stage where the enemy had people on a puppet string. Saying, they're dying, they're living, they're dying. There's somebody got the virus, so many are dying, so many people are dying. So many people were glued to that they didn't see what God was doing. They couldn't hear God. But those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear what thus says the Lord, and we will not be moved, we are the ones that will come out with the promises and the blessing in this hour. So what the Lord is saying, you got to walk through that door in righteousness. You have to have righteous ears, righteous eyes. You can't get caught up in what the media is doing and what you're hearing out here. And people get so deceived and get on their high horse and say, well, I know. You don't know anything. If you have not heard God speak to your heart and tell you to forgive, to love, to search for the truth only, then you're not hearing from God, because that's all he's saying. Search for truth, search for love, his love, not just the kind of love that people want you to do in America, just love and let people do whatever they do. Yeah, people are demented. They're twisted. Real love of God means speaking the truth in love. And what is the truth? The word of God. This is the truth. We speak the word of truth in love. So when he's saying, Jesus is saying here, verily I say unto you, the hour is come and now is, when the dead, those who are sick in sin and don't know him, they will hear his voice. And that's where it is. They're hearing. We saw it. People who were turning from their views about this young man said, but wow, they saw something. It was God. It was God. Because none of us are perfect. All of us are out here trying to fulfill what God says. And none of us are going to get 100% right. None of us will always choose the right words at the right time. We want to, we endeavor to do so, but we're flawed human beings that are trying to do the will of God. And so we have to have patience in this hour to run our race well and realize there's a door that God has opened to us. And the angels are saying, I want to take them through, but we're not going. Why? People are caught up with this and caught up with this social media and caught up with that and got an opinion here. Shut up. Shut up. What is God saying? Listen to God. It reminds me of Dr. Winston talk about when he was in school. And he was in, something happened when he was in ministry school, and he came home. He was talking to his wife, was getting ready to tell his wife what happened. She said, I can't hear that. I'm working on something. Boom. That's where we should be. My social media saying, I'm working on something. Somebody trying to start up some political, I'm working on something. Why? Because we have to hear God to have what he has. And in this hour, he said, only those who can see and hear what he's saying and hearing, speaking, are going to be the ones who can rise up. They're going to be the ones with the blessing. Everybody else is going to be caught up in the mess, down in the junk. But he says there's a door of restoration. Many of us, our families are a mess. Your children are in a mess. Your finances are in a mess. You have no business being in somebody else's business. You need to be in the business of God himself in order to straighten up your life. He's got a door here open before you, but you're so busy looking at that person, that way, making a comment here, making a judgment call there. Shut up. You're never going to get healed. Your family's never going to get saved. If you look at and beating down somebody else's family, you're going to have what you say. You talk about people, it's coming back on you. But we want to walk through the door of restoration. And the Bible says in Acts 3:21, Jesus can't come back until this restitution is done, this restoration is done. So those of you trying to call Jesus back, it's not happening. Why? We got to deliver up the kingdom. We have to go forth and break forth in what he's called us to do. This is what brings Jesus back, when we do what he tells us to do and not follow after the world. But Acts 3:21 says, Jesus is being held in heaven. It says, whom heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Restoration of all things. Everything that Adam had and everything God had planned from the very beginning has to be restored before Jesus can come back. So as Christians, as believers, we can't be just, meddling with the things of the world. We need to be involved in what the kingdom is doing and what God is saying for us to do in this hour. Because Jesus came back, he restored what Adam had. He restored what Adam had lost. And then what the Lord did, he gave each of us a part of it so that we can restore it. That's his plan that he's looking for us to break forth in. We have to break forth in what God called us to break forth in. But if we're not hearing, we're never going to do it. If we're not staying focused, it's not coming to pass. Just because God says something doesn't mean it's going to happen. We have to be obedient. We have to be obedient.
Beloved, God wants to give us rest and restore our souls. However, we must cease from doing our own things in this hour. We also cannot be following the crowd and expect God to lead us at the same time. We cannot serve two masters. As Jesus said, you'll love the one and hate the other, or else you'll follow the one and despise the other. If you decide to follow the world and you're a Christian, that means you're showing hate and despising the Lord Jesus Christ. Genesis 25:34 reminds us that Esau despised his birthright. You may remember that he sold his inheritance to his brother for a bowl of soup. That word despise means to think very little of something, to show disdain for a thing. If we choose to follow the world and make the world our master, then we demonstrate that we think very little of the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Now I want to read a passage from Matthew chapter 7. Verse 21, these are the words of Jesus. Not everyone who saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Those are the words of Jesus, demonstrating how important it is for us to follow his words. He wants to lead us in paths of righteousness, in a place where we have protection, we have provision, we have everything we need. But if we choose to follow after the world, we'll be the ones who will say, I never knew you. Not let that be said of any of us. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this full video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on anything God is doing in these seasons before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. This is Paula Matthews. For the past 15 years, we've produced audio podcasts on Podbean and iTunes. Now we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. In addition, we've been producing videos on Rumble. Now we're going live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Subscribe to this channel and look for the links in the description box where our messages can be found. Finally, my latest release, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate, is now both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble Books. Learn more at our website at www.epicbooksandcafe.com. Thank you.